freely given us in the ones he loves. Well, good morning, my TMC family. I'm so glad that you joined us this morning on this God's Mysterious Plan Regarding Christ Monday, which is revealed to us. And that is that he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth, and amen to that. But please join me, family, as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Abba, we just love you and we praise your holy name. This is truly the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for every single blessing that you've given us, Lord, every single thing that you gave us, Lord. Thank you for this master's call, Lord. Thank you for joining us together. And thank you for our co-founders of the call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Mother Eagle, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for blessing them into overflow, Lord. Thank you for our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, every single artist, distributor, and customer. Thank you, Lord, for just continuing to love them and to show them your true knowledge of you, Lord. Thank you for filling them with the fragrance of you and for just giving them that boldness to share you with others. Lord, thank you for opening up our spiritual ears and our spiritual eyes and all of our senses, Holy Spirit, to receive what you have for us this morning.
Amen. Amen.
And we pray and agree that your kingdom comes and your will is done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, thank you for coming, and it's a Jesus joy honor to greet you this morning on this beautiful Monday morning, and I'm going to now turn it over to our host. Heavenly host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Rebecca. We love your joyful spirit. You are just absolutely amazing. And thank you for greeting us and seating us this morning and praying for us this morning. And good morning to you and you and you. This is Minister Ada Grace. And I'd like to take this opportunity, if this is your first time joining us on the Master's Call, to say welcome to the Master's Call. You are in for a treat today. I want to tell you a little bit about our call and ministry. Back on October 25th of 2010, two amazing anointing and appointed women of God founded this call, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And in 2010, so we're coming up to our seventh year, based on the principle found in the division of Psalms 88:13, and it reads like this: For I cry to you for help, O Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. And we start this call with prayer, and we end this call with prayer. And every Friday since the beginning of this call, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live. Once again, every Friday, we have a part one and a part two to our call where we take your prayer requests live. Now, if you're not able to be on the line with us on Friday, we do have an email where you can send your prayer requests, your praise reports, or if you just want to share a comment about the ministry and let us know how this ministry is impacting your life. You can do that by sending an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, Minister Brenda Terrell, will respond. Now, the Master's Call has a website where you can go and see a buffet spread of the word of our messages have been archived, as well as other information about this dynamic ministry. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. Now, the common vehicle, or it is the company that is changing lives one appointment at a time all over the world. Artist International is that vehicle that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call. The Artist International is now under the heading of Artist Life, founded by the Diaz de Leon family. We are here to help you in the area of health and wellness. And if you're not familiar with Artist Life and don't have any idea of who the Diaz de Leon family is, we invite you to get back to the person who invited you to this call. Immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call. And today is Monday, Inspirational Monday, where you get a double dose of words. So immediately following this call, we head over to our MMC, or Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-pound. Now, we have a series of different calls that help us in the area of training and motivating and empowering us in the marketplace. And so if you happen to have the carrier that is T-Mobile or Metro PCS, we want you to know that there is a bypass or bridge number that you can dial first to make sure that you're not being charged for these calls. And that number is 857-957-1147. So you dial that first, and then it'll ask for the conference number and code. Now, we're getting very, very excited. It is an awesome time to be a part of the Artist Life family, and we have two leadership conferences coming up, one in Los Angeles on May 6th, and the other in Houston, Texas on May 20th. We want you to make plans to be there so that you can take your business to the next level. If you're new with the company and you work your business between now and then, I believe by God's grace you can make it there. And we do want, as a family, to be praying for the upcoming conference. We're praying that the Lord gives favors to each and every distributor that has a desire to be at one of these conferences, that he makes a way financially as far as time off from work, child care, whatever it is. We know that our God is able. Well, I will come back at the end of our teaching time to share and repeat a couple of more of these announcements. But at this time, it gives me great pleasure and delight to introduce a powerhouse of a speaker. Although she has a sultry and beautiful voice, when she comes and ministers on the Master's Call, she always have a profound word. I am speaking of, I call her, she's in the three-letter club with me. So at this time, I want to tell you a little bit about the mouthpiece with the message this morning. She is Minister Kai Brown. Just going to read you a little bit of her bio this morning. Minister Kai was born in New York City and is currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received her BS in electrical engineering in 1996 and was called into ministry in 2000. I'm going to say this. I want you to head over to our website and read her full bio, but I do want to leave you with that God has led Minister Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministry, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and Spirit. Amen. She is a published author of her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry. And that is available on Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNoble.com. Minister Kai is an artist distributor and is determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. Minister Kai is keenly aware of the call that is on her life. She is able, she is anointed, she is appointed, and it is my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and to present to others none other than Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, Minister Ada. It's not Minister.
Oh,
it's okay.
It's Minister Brown. Oh, well, no, let me give you a proper introduction. I apologize. I thought it was Minister Kai, but hey, let me tell you about this sweet, sweet woman who is a victorious and awesome woman of God. She is Minister B. Wilson. Let me read you a little bit of her bio. But seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. Matthew 6:33. Our sister that's about to come and bless us is a devoted servant of God, daughter, sister, and proud auntie who loves to pray, teach, and share the love of God. She is an artist distributor. She is involved in the lives of many young people. She is a licensed and ordained minister. And I'm going to get on out of the way so that we can bring forth this awesome woman of God. I love her so dearly, and I'm so glad to hear her this morning. She is none other than Minister Robin B. Wilson.
Good morning, Minister Ada. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. You are truly a blessing. God is so good to each one of us. Good morning, TMC family. I love each one of you so. Good morning to my sweet, sweet co-founders who I so love, Dr. PK Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for trusting me to come to this platform and share with God's people. And most importantly, Father, I just thank you and I honor you and I exalt your holy name, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. So TMC family, again, hello, hello, hello. I just want to come before you just for a brief time and continue where we left off. We know that this is an awesome time for us, and it's Holy Week. We had Palm Sunday. Now we know that we're approaching Resurrection Sunday. We know that our God is a great God. And just like this call is about the Master, we love him. We thank him for what he's done for us through his son. So I'm going to continue, and my message is going to just let us know who we are. And the title of my message is, I Am. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and I've asked you this before. Do you or have you ever really wondered about who you were? Have you wondered if you were forgiven by God, or have you really thought or said to yourself, or maybe you even know somebody who may have felt like that or thought like that and wanted to know if they were really loved? Well, I'm going to tell you, beloved sister, beloved brother, you truly are loved. You are loved by God. God loved us so much that he gave us his best. He gave us his only begotten son. And he said that because if we believed, according to Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, who Jesus is, the Son of God, if we believed that he died and he rose again, and that we made him our personal Lord and Savior, and that he was resurrected on the third day, glory to God, you can be saved. God loved you that much that he gave us that opportunity. So I want you to know that you are a child of God. And if you're not sure, go ahead to Romans 10 and ask Jesus to become your Lord and Savior. And if you know someone else who needs to, you go ahead and you lead them to the Lord, because you are a minister of reconciliation. But God is your Father. And because in Romans 8, verse 14 through 15, you know how I like to give you scripture so you can back it up? Because the enemy can't take the word of God from you. It's not somebody's testimony. It's what God said, and you stand on his word, because his word is not going to be canceled or returned void, and you can take that to the bank. And in Romans 8, verses 14 through 15, it says, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you didn't receive a spirit that makes you a slave or fearful again, but you received the spirit of sonship. Praise God, we're a child of God. We receive the spirit of sonship, and we can cry out, Abba, Father. He is your Father. So you can say, I am a child of God, and God is my Father. And then in John 1, it says, if you believe what I believe, I know you believe, and because we believe, God gave us the right to become children of God. Why? Because, again, in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, we made him our personal Lord and Savior. So if you're born again by the Spirit of God, you know what Jesus told us in John 3? He says, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old? This was Nicodemus. He's like, I don't understand that. But see, if you know somebody that's hungry, if you know somebody that's thirsty, God said that they can be filled. So this man was hungry. He was thirsty. He was desiring. And he said, surely he cannot enter a second time into his mom's womb. I'm paraphrasing. He's like, I don't get that. But Jesus said, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and the Spirit. For flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. So again, you are a child of God, and God is your Father. So say, I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. Those feelings, those thoughts, they're all gone. And he said, behold, you are brand new. We are new. So the old is gone. Don't let it cause you to think about it. God put it in the sea of forgetfulness. Don't go back and pull it back up. You are new. The new has come. So say, in him, I'm new in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ. And that's in Galatians 3, verse 26 and verse 28. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Let's go around. We got this entire week. We truly have our entire life, and we can let others know, I'm a child of God. Do you want to be a child of God? Let me tell you how. Let me tell you what's going on this week so you can share the love of God with all those that you meet, with your business partners, with your customers, with your family members. And not only that, I am God's workmanship. I was created in Christ for good work. Don't you know that you are God's workmanship? Don't you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Now you pick up your telephone and you look at that camera and you say, I am God's workmanship. I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is, because you are God's workmanship. It doesn't matter if you wear glasses or you don't. It doesn't matter if you're light brown or white. You were created in Christ to do good works. That's a good thing. And then not only that, I am a citizen of heaven. Remember, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. And you sure can find that in Ephesians 2:19. You're no longer a foreigner or an alien, but you're a fellow citizen. I'm so glad I belong to him. I'm a royal priesthood. You know what? Say that to yourself again. Look at that camera. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and I am a royal priesthood. I am an ambassador here on this earth because I am a citizen of heaven, but I got a job that I got to do here on this earth. I remember when I was in Bible school, and I said, and I got this from one of my teachers, one of my dear mentors, and they said, you want to take as many people as you can with you to heaven. That's our goal. That's my desire. I want to snatch them out of the pit of hell. I want them to know that they can have life and they can have it more abundantly. I want them to know that they can be that light that dispels darkness. I want them to know that they don't have to be poor anymore. So you go ahead and let them know who you are, how you're a son of God and how you're a child of God and how you're a citizen of heaven. And not only that, you are a member of Christ's body. And not only that, you are united to the Lord, and you're one with him in spirit. And you can find both of those in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27, and 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. It says, but he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. So if you are united with the Lord and you're one with him in spirit, and when I say you, I'm talking about me too, make sure your life is showing that. Make sure your life reflects that. Make sure you're not doing anything that God wouldn't want you to do because you are one with him. And then not only that, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 3:16. So think about it. If your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit and he dwells in you, he can't dwell where there's something bad and evil. Not only that, you're not even your own. You were bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost who is in you, who you received from God? You are not your own. I'm so glad that I belong to the Lord. He knows all about me. He created me before the foundation of the world. He knew the plans that he had for us. He said that they were great plans. They were plans with the future, plans with an expected end. So I'm going to stop right here, family of God, and I'm just going to summarize real quick. You take that phone and you look at that camera and you say, I am loved. I am a child of God. God, you are my Father. Oh, yes, I believe, I believe, I believe. And because I believe, I know I'm born again. And I know I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. And I know I'm a citizen of heaven. And I am yours. I am yours. I am your workmanship in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Ada.
Amen, amen. I am a child of God. I am a new creation. Praise God for you, woman of God. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for that reminder during this Holy Week that we are who we are in Christ. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction, but at this time, will you join me in a word of prayer? Oh, merciful and kind and gracious God, we come before you this morning truly thankful and grateful for the woman of God this morning who has spoken to us, who has reminded us according to your word, who we are in you, that we are loved, that we are your workmanship, that we are your masterpiece. And we just thank you for the woman of God. We ask that you pour back virtue into Minister Robin on today. Continue to bless her and keep her. We thank you that elevation comes from you, and as you are promoting her in her career, in her business, and in life, that she will continue to stay close to your heart and be a woman after your own heart. Bless her dad and her family members and loved ones, Lord God. We thank you for all the young people that she pours into and has such a heart for. So we just thank you for our precious Minister Robin, and we ask your continued blessings. We lift up our co-founders to you, Lord, asking you to continue to remember them on today. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and her family. Ask that you continue to bless her down there in Monticello, Mississippi. We thank you for our mother eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, and all that she does for the body of Christ and all that she does here for us at the TMC as well as Artist Life. Bless Mother Josie and all of her dear loved ones. Lord, we thank you for our entire Artist Life family. We continue to call out the family of the Diaz de Leon family, asking you, oh God, to continue to keep them in your loving care, to continue to give Alejandro and Evia the wisdom that they need to take our company to the next level. We thank you for each and every customer service representative, each and every distributor, Lord, continue to bless. As we are preparing for the upcoming conferences, Lord, we ask that by the power and by your spirit, you continue to make a way for anyone who has a desire to continue to be those ministers in the marketplace. We want to say a special prayer for those that are in a season of bereavement. Lord, you know who they are. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to comfort and give them peace during this season in their life. We are thankful, and we can say the word that you said that you will never leave them nor forsake them. And so we pray that they would feel the love of you and their family, their Artist Life family, lifting them up. So, Lord, we thank you and bless you on this day, on this Monday, as we go into the Holy Week, celebrating a risen Savior. We ask all these things in the matchless and the perfect name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people, I have to listen to the playback so I can take my notes a little bit better. So if you would like to hear the playback for this call, you may dial 712-432-1085 with the same access code that you dialed in today, 957-677-POUND. And then right now we're getting ready to head over to the morning motivational call, where one of our co-founders, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be giving the message today. So you get a chance to get a double word today. And so that number that you can follow us on to, the morning motivational call, is 712-770-4005 with an access code up to 94617-POUND. Now remember, if you have T-Mobile or Metro PCS, you may dial the bypass number first so that you are not charged for these calls. That number is 857-957-1147. Okay? Well, we want to thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating us and greeting us with your great joy. Welcome back from your wonderful vacation. Thank you for being an awesome servant of the Most High. And woman of God, we just want to thank you for continuing to pour into us and to speak who we are in Christ. Minister Robin, will you come on back at this time and give us our closing benediction?
Can you hear me, Minister Ada?
I can, beautiful. I absolutely can. God bless you.
God bless you. Father, we just thank you. We honor you and we glorify your name. Thank you because we are your workmanship. And, Lord, I decree the favor of God is on me and your people. Thank you, Lord, it is on our life, and we are going to have a victorious life in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your favor that is over us, Lord, because of our Lord and our Savior. I thank you, Father, that everything that your people are standing on and believing according to your will and purpose will come to pass. Thank you for supernatural increase. Thank you for promotion. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for honor, Lord. Thank you for increasing their bank accounts, Father, increasing their assets, Lord. Thank you for greater victories. Thank you for recognition, Lord God, prominence, and preferential treatment. You said whatever we put our hand to do is going to succeed in the name of Jesus. And we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.